Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today Casey Bryant will be reading her original article, What Does Repent Mean and Why in the World Should I Do It? Repent can be a scary word. It's often yelled by street preachers on college campuses and outside sports arenas. Or it could be a freeing one. In her article, Casey explains her baggage with the word repent, the truth she learned about it, and the hope and life that has brought her today and bring her closer to God. Let's go.
What does repent mean, and why in the world should I do it? Casey Bryant. The first time I heard the word repent in church, I wanted to get up and walk out. Just the sound of the word made my stomach turn into knots, mainly because I thought repentance meant I had to confess all my dirty little secrets and beg for forgiveness. And I had a lot of secrets. What does repent even mean? How do I even do that? Why would I even want to? And what if I repent and I'm not forgiven? Does that mean I'm going to hell? But I didn't get up and leave. Instead, I stayed and listened. And I'm glad I did, because what I thought repent meant and what it really means are two different things. What I thought repent meant, feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin. Of course I thought this was true, because when I looked it up in the dictionary, that's what the meaning of repent is, word for word. But I'm not talking about worldly repentance. I'm talking about repentance in the Bible. Repentance in the Bible is different. So what does repent mean? It means choosing to change direction, act a new way, turn towards God, or simply stated, stop what you're doing because you know it's wrong, and turn towards God with the intention of never doing it again. An example of repentance. A few years ago, I was hanging out with friends at a local pub. We were having a great time rehashing old stories. I was already on my second beer. Okay. It really wasn't a beer, it was a White Claw. And I was getting ready to order a third when I heard this small voice in my head say, don't. At this point in time in my life, I had started to understand I needed to pay attention to the small voices in my head and obey them because 9 times out of 10, it was from God. What I didn't understand is why God is asking me to stop drinking. I'm not an alcoholic. The only time I drink is when I'm out with my husband and or friends. But I listened to the voice in my head, and I switched to water. Over the next couple weeks, I kept going back to that moment in the bar, wondering why God asked me to stop drinking. And one morning, during my prayer time with God, I finally just asked God to reveal why He wanted me to stop, and then it hit me. I had this light bulb aha moment. When I drink in excess, meaning, for me, more than 2 drinks, I start to lose all inhibitions. The more I drink, the more my moral compass disappears and the worse my decisions become. So what does that have to do with repenting? When I had this aha moment, God showed me what I was doing that wasn't lining up with Him. I had to make a choice that I can either turn towards God or turn away from Him. And I chose to go after God, which meant I had to turn away from what I was doing, and that was repentance. But it wasn't just as easy as saying, okay, I'm not going to get drunk anymore. I had to come up with a plan. More than that, even, I had to share my plan with someone I could trust who could hold me accountable, which was my husband, Doug. My plan became pretty simple. If I'm out in public, at a restaurant or a bar, with Doug and friends, I will have only 1 drink. If Doug's not with me, I won't have any. And the reason is that I have learned I can't trust myself not to get drunk without anyone holding me accountable. So instead of risking it, I just don't drink. Some people might read this and think, there is no way I would give up partying for God. And for a while, I was right there with you. When I started on this journey of following God, the biggest fear I had was giving up on things in my life that I thought I loved, like partying and going out. But what God revealed to me is that when I partied and got drunk, I not only woke up with horrible hangover, but I also woke up with shame and guilt and regret for the things I did the night before. Giving up partying didn't hurt my life. It helped me. So there are 6 steps of repentance, and repentance isn't scary. It's there to help you turn your life to God, who wants better things for you. When we understand repentance as a gift that it helps us, we can actually want to do it. So here's my ask. Next time you're doing something and a thought crosses your mind, God might be calling you to repent, which, remember, simply means to change direction. If he is, follow these simple steps. 1, process what you heard, write it down somewhere. 2, bring it to God and pray about it. 3, discuss it with a trusted friend or spouse, someone you know who won't judge you but will speak truth to you. 4, if it requires a plan, come up with a plan on how you're going to change direction. 5, act on that plan. 6, tell someone trustworthy of your plan to have accountability. How important is repentance? The first words out of Jesus' mouth when he preaches for the very first time, he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And that's Mark 4:17. Jesus isn't saying it to be scary and mean. He's saying it because he wants a relationship with us. In order for that to happen, there might be things in our life we have to turn away from to turn towards God.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.